Well, grace and peace to each and every one of you on today. This is Apostle Ava Bethel here with you on the line, and thank you so much for joining us for 6460. We started off this morning strongly, January 5th, strongly at 5 a.m., 6460, where we are committing to praying for 60 days for 60 minutes a day. It is important that we understand not only what we are doing, but why we are doing it. We are breaking those 60 minutes into three intentional intervals. So we're praying 20 minutes at 5 a.m., 20 minutes at noon, and 20 minutes in the evening on our own. And so this rhythm is designed to anchor our days in prayer and to keep our spirits engaged consistently, not from a place of emotion, but from a place of consistency and intentionality. Now, because of this prayer, because this prayer will be involving praying in the spirit, I think it's fitting that we take a moment to understand the purpose of speaking in tongues, or what scripture refers to as tongues, okay? So when the Bible talks about speaking in tongues or speaks of tongues, it is actually speaking of language. If you look in the dictionary, you will see that a tongue is not just the organ that's in your mouth, but it also is a language. A tongue is not just sound or emotional expression. It is an actual structured communication. Scripture makes it clear that there are different kinds or diversities. You'll see that in scriptures, in the scriptures of tongues. Paul names it directly in 1 Corinthians 12 and 10. If you want to take a look at it, it refers to it as diverse kinds of tongues. And so diversity implies that not all tongues function the same way or originate from the same realm. First, there are the tongues of men, right? These are human languages native to the earth. So Acts 2 gives us that clear, the clearest example of that. It says, when the Spirit was poured out, those that were present heard the disciples speaking in languages they recognized from their very own regions. So God used earthly language to communicate a divine truth. And the miracle was not only speech, but it was understanding. So these men were literally speaking languages that they knew not of, but the people that heard it, they would understand it because it was their native language. Secondly, in Scripture, it acknowledges the tongues of angels. And Paul references this in 1 Corinthians 13 and 1 when he says, if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, angels are not human, right? And Scripture consistently shows that they operate with their own form of communication. So angelic language belongs to the heavenly realm, and it is not bound by earthly linguistics. And then thirdly, there are tongues of the Spirit, which is often referred to as spirit language when we're speaking in tongues. And Paul explains that in 1 Corinthians 14 and 2, that when a person speaks in a tongue, he does not speak to men, but to God. And this establishes the direction of this kind of language. It is not manward, meaning we're not talking to each other. It is Godward. Unless there is interpretation, it is not meant to be understood by our natural mind. And so this distinction matters because God does not originate communication from a human framework. Okay, while he can and does speak to us in our native languages so that we may understand him, his own mode of communication is not limited to our human speech. I pray that makes sense today. Praying in the Spirit allows us as believers to participate in divine communication without the constraint of human vocabulary. And this is why tongues builds the inner life. Paul states that the one who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, right? So to edify means when you are praying in the Spirit, you are strengthening and you are building yourself up. If you're here with us chiming in, we welcome you. We ask that you go ahead and mute your lines so that there is no distractions, and then we're going to unmute in just a moment so that we can pray together. So when you are praying in tongues, you are building up yourself. Hallelujah. And Paul states that the one who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. To edify means you are strengthening yourself. You are building yourself up. You can find that in the book of Jude. Jude 1:20, when he instructs believers to build yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit. You can read that in Jude chapter 1:20. And Jude writes this in the context of pressure and instability and deception. Praying in the Spirit is presented as a means of spiritual fortification. So every time you open your mouth to pray in the Spirit, you are fortifying yourself. Romans 8:26 says, it gives further clarity. It says there are moments when we do not know how to pray as we ought, okay? And so in those moments, the Spirit of God, not your spirit, but the Spirit himself intercedes through your spirit according to the will of God. So when you don't know what to pray and you don't know what to say, you pray in the Spirit, because the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit that resides on the inside of you and knows the heart and the mind of the Father, will begin to pray through your spirit and begin to give utterance through your spirit, man, of what the Spirit of the living God is saying. Praying in the Spirit allows prayer to bypass the limits of our understanding and align us with heaven. And so as we commit to 60 for 60, praying in the Spirit is not about just filling time. It's not about feeling spiritual. It's about strengthening the spirit man, maintaining alignment with God, and allowing God to pray through us across the day. And so the tongues of men are communicating on earth. The tongues of angels are operating in heaven. But the tongues of the Spirit allow us to pray beyond our limits of our natural minds and into the purposes of God. As we were praying earlier this morning, I felt the Lord pulling us into his wisdom, into another dimension of his wisdom. And so we're getting ready to pray until 12:20, or until the Lord stops us. Amen. But we're praying. We're going to pray those 20 minutes. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is not about any performance. This is not, we are not about that here. We're not here about a badge of spirituality. These tongues are a gift of access. My God, you have been given a gift of access. You have been given something that from the spirit realm as a gift to you. And so as you pray today, keep that in mind, that I have access through the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, that he has given unto me to be able to access things in the Spirit, and I can pull those things into the realm of my now. So let us pray. You can unmute if you're at your job and you cannot unmute today, that's okay. Pray internally. But for the ones that are able to today, let us pray together. You can unmute at this time. Come on, increase on today. Andele asokoria. Andele beki anda basola. Agedele bahaya. Rokobo undi anda nama asi andele di anda robo hosi anda bahaya. Rokobo undi andele liti andele leba ori andele ba anya la ba aya la ba aya la ba aya la ba aya si andele kia toro hosike. Rokobo undele di asta robo sala ba aya la nama aya le di ashea. Rokobo onse liki asonde le ba andi andele li ansheke. Roko undele li ansheka ba aya. Mendele be si ando roko she la ba aya la ba andi asunde le ashe. Roko undi andele li anshe kalaya. Roko bobo bo onse le li andele la ma haya na nama si. Ando kose te le li andele la nama aya la nama aya. Roko she kamanda ya la ba haya. Our spirits bow to you today. Our spirits, our minds, our souls bow to the Spirit of the Living God. Spirit of the Living God, increase in us today. Spirit of the Living God, increase in us today. Spirit of the Living God, increase in us today. Spirit of the Living God, increase in us today. Spirit of the Living God, increase in us today. Spirit of the Living God, increase in us today. As we direct our words to you, Father, as we direct our minds to you today, as we direct our language to you, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you are increasing in us. You are reinforcing yourself in us today, God. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah, for your strength. We thank you, mighty God, that we are fortified. We thank you, O God, that we are built up on wherever we are weak, O God. I thank you, Lord God, for strengthening those areas in us, O God. That we would be the prayer altars, O God, that you have called us to be in this hour. We thank you, God, that we are living, O God, epistles, living prayers, walking around that Shekabandia. And as we pray on today, we thank you, Lord God, that our prayers are shaking the very foundations under our feet on today. In the name of Jesus, I thank you today, Lord God, that prayer is going down into, Lord God, the ground, O God, of our region. We thank you, Lord God, that prayer is going into the soul, O God, the soil of our ground. I thank you, Lord God. Lord God, that prayer is going in even into the soil. I see prayer going even into the soil. The Spirit of God says, Lord God, we thank you today, Lord God, that as we are praying, Lord God, we thank you, God, for prayer rain. We thank you, God, for prayer rain. We thank you, Father, for prayer rain going into the soil of the ground, oh God, in which we stand on today, and breaking up the fallow ground, breaking up the hardness, oh God, of the soil. Thank you, God, Lord God, that you are making the ground pliable. Thank you for the prayer rain. 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 We thank you, mighty God, that you are loosening the soil around us. That you are loosening the soil around us. You are loosening the soil around us. You are loosening the soil around us. Yetabandeha, lego koshekebaria, lego ndenamahaya,
Reka, you are loosening the soil around us. You are loosening the soil around us, Father. And we thank you today that as we pray today, Lord God, the soil is loosening up. Where there was hardness, I thank you, God, that the soil is malleable. In the name of Jesus, it's flexible. It's getting ripe and ready for the soil to receive the seed. I thank you today. Come on, the soil is being turned over.
I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that every word curse over your state, every word curse over your city is losing power. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that every word curse that has been spoken, every incantation that's been spoken over your region, over your state lines, over your city, over your counties, it's losing its power. As we're praying on today, I see the soil under your feet being turned over. It's being turned over. It's being turned over. And every time it turns, every time the soil is turning, it's removing the blood, the innocent blood that was shed, the innocent blood that was put down to curse the ground so nothing would grow in your city, so that there would be a gridlock. But the Spirit of the Lord said he's loosening the soil so that there will be movement. There will be movement. This is about more than just you and your family. This is about the families in the region that you are in. And we thank you, Almighty God, that as we're praying, God, there is an overhaul that is happening right now in under the Ashata, in the state of Georgia, in the state of Florida, in the state of Ohio. I'm hearing Massachusetts. I'm hearing Massachusetts. God on Monday, Koshata, every word curse over that state. Every word curse, oh God, spoken over that state. In the name of Jesus, I pray today. We pray today that those words fall to the ground. Every arrow that was sent, oh God, to destroy ministry, to destroy, oh God, the word from going forth into the air. In the name of Jesus, we pray today that those arrows fall flat. In the name of Jesus, we intercept every arrow that's coming out of the enemy's camp, Lord God, to cause the word not to go forth. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the frequencies and the atmospheres at every dimension.
nation. And we declare today that there shall be a free flow of the word of God in Massachusetts in the name of Jesus. Every barrier that came up against the Church of the Living God in the state of Massachusetts, we declare today, Lord God, that the freedom of God for the word of God to flow freely, Lord God, that it shall be so and it shall not be otherwise. In the name of Mahaya, look over there. Come on, people of God, pray. Every callous ground, be turned over in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, prophet. Come on. Come on. Come on, prophet.
Lord God, anything that you have declared, that it is so, God. Oh, God, we call it, oh, God. We command the earth, oh, God, to cough up, oh, God, and to yield, God. Lord God, to your people, Lord God. Father God, our righteous inheritance. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we call it forth, oh, God. Father God, regionally. Lord God, we speak, oh, God. Father God, to the nations. We speak, God, oh, God. Father God, to the four corners of the earth. Father God, and we command, oh God, Father God, that the earth, oh God, it yields and obeys the voice of God. Lord God, we thank you that you watch over your word. Lord God, and it is established. Father, we thank you, God. Lord God,
thank
that whatever,
you.
Oh God, the enemy has had held up. Lord God, we resist today. We resist opposition.
Now.
We resist restraint.
Now.
In the name of Jesus.
In
we
the name of
the
Jesus.
Blood. Father God, over atmospheres, over airwaves. Oh God, globally, Father God, we call God, the assembly of alignment, Father God, of sons and daughters, Lord God, to declare, thus saith the Lord, let your servants decree a thing, God, that you will establish it, Lord God, oh God, and as you say, so shall it be, and so it is, oh God. We bless you, oh God. Father God, that the momentum of the Spirit, Father God, it is not only momentarily, oh God, but Father, we thank you, Lord God, that even as we ascend, we excel, God. We excel, God, even as the angels,
Lord
God, excel in strength. Lord God, we thank you. It is you that we depend on. It is you, God, that we follow. It is your voice that we listen for. It is your narrative that we obey, oh God. Father, we thank you. Lord God, for giving, God, instructions, oh God. Lord God, anything, oh God, that was missed or overlooked, oh God. Lord God, bring us back to it again, that we shall complete the first works, oh God. To be entrusted with the more, Father. Thank you, Father, that in you nothing is wasted. Nothing is lost, God. Thank you, God. Oh, God, that we shall recover all, God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That your body recovers. Thank you, Father. Lord God, for godly intelligence, oh God. Thank you, Father, for the language of the Spirit. Thank you, God. oh God, for the acuity of the Spirit. Thank you, God,
yes,
that as we go higher, we go deeper. Father, thank you. Lord God, that
thank
oh
you,
God, Father God, come into the frequency of the kingdom of
yes,
God.
Lord.
Father, that we come hither to where you are, oh God. Father God, that we thank you, Father.
Yes.
Lord God, that
thank you, Jesus.
Oh God, Father God, day by day, Lord God, in deeper dispensations of you, oh God, shall be revealed, Father. We bless you, oh God, on this day. Lord God, that you have not withheld your hand, oh God. Father God, and that you have not hid your heart from your people. We thank you, God, that you are intentional, Lord God, with your people. Lord God, we thank you. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for being involved and intimate. Lord God, in every affair of your people's lives, Father. We thank you, God. Oh God, that your reign rules supreme. Your supremacy is sovereign, God. We bless you, Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. Everything we deploy, the angels of the Lord. Oh God, we thank you that recovery and rescue and resolve, Lord God, be our portions. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the body of Christ. We call on we thank you, oh God. Lord God, even as you have revealed, Lord God, to your apostle, that you are bringing us into the wisdom of you, oh God. We thank you that the knowings of you, Lord God, the understandings of you, the calculations of you, oh God, Father God, be revealed to your sons, Lord God, those that obey, those that have a continual yes, oh God, Lord God, in the because of circumstances. Of situations, oh God,
yes,
so we have made up our minds that our portion is yes. Yes, sir, sovereign God and King. Yes, God, to your way. Yes, God, to
yes,
your
Lord.
Yes, God,
yes,
to your
Lord.
Word.
Yes,
yes,
Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. In agreement. In agreement. We're in agreement. We're in agreement in Jesus' name. We're in agreement. Hallelujah.
Your God, unified with your kingdom. Unified, oh God, with your word. Unified, oh God, as one body. Oh God, under one spirit. Oh God, to lift up, oh God, our true and living God. We thank you, Father. Lord God,
thank you, Lord.
We bless
you, Father. We bless you, Father. Listen, listen, people of God, before we release the line on today, the Lord has been speaking all morning and all afternoon long about the earth. The earth is the Lord. He's been repeating that through the intercessors all morning long. And so when the Spirit begins to highlight something, He's drawing our attention. He's drawing our attention right now to earth. What has been sown? What has been allowed to settle? And what must now be broken up? I begin to see as we were praying, and I even got up out of my chair, and I began to march around my house as I was praying, because the Lord was showing me that the earth was being turned over, that the things have to be broken up. And we, a lot of times, we want fruit, we desire fruit, we pray for fruit, but you can't have ripe fruit without dealing with the ground. There are things that are unauthorized, that are planted, beliefs and agreements and patterns and words and practices that have been sown into people, into families, into cities, into regions, and without confrontation they will stay. So you've got to be intentional about praying over the soil, over the ground. Over time, soil that is left untouched, it becomes compacted, it resists rain, it resists roots, it resists new life.
life. So as we were praying and that prayer rain was coming down on the soil, come on, you got to understand that your prayers are tangible, that when you speak, this is why a lot of you like to close your mouth when you're praying. No, open your mouth and let your words begin to hit the air. Let them begin to hit the ground. And when prayer hits that ground, it's dealing with the very thing that is not, that is stopping your fruit from coming forth. Hosea 10 and 12 says what? Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. Fallow ground is it's ground that's been neglected. It is soil that once produced but has gone untouched for a long time. And God is not rebuking the harvest. No, he is calling for us to pray for the ground. Pray, listen, hear prophetically that the Spirit is saying to us as his people that we must pray to disrupt what has been quietly cultivated. There are seeds of fear in us, compromise, trauma, pride, false identity, exhaustion that have taken root in us. Come on. And they didn't appear overnight. They were sown season by season of you getting hit, season by season of you experiencing warfare. Those seeds have been sown. And so what is underground is now affecting what can grow above ground. But hear the Spirit of the living God on today. As we were praying today, praying over the earth, huh? Your earth too. When you're praying over the earth, you're praying over yourself as well, because we were formed from the dust. It means praying over our minds, because our thought patterns have seeds planting in them. And your very mind is territory. We got to pray over the physical territory, over the land that absorbs the history of our city, but we also got to pray over the territory of our mind. We got to pray over these institutions that have been established, these statues, all these monuments that were raised up for false gods that are preventing even the ministry from going forth. I'm telling you, this thing can get deep. But as we pray over the soil, the land, the soil of our mind, our bodies, God says, I'm breaking up the fallow ground. So keep hitting that even as we leave today and as you're going throughout your day. And I know that we're committed to pray this evening. Come on, some of us are in overtime at this point, but my spirit is so amped. I know that I'm going to be praying all day long. Keep hitting the ground. Keep hitting the ground. Keep opening your mouth and hit that. Begin to allow your words to hit the soil. If you got to go outside of your home and walk around and pray, do so. Do you a prayer walk right on your own ground and command. I'm telling you, you got to command it. Come on, because that is a directive. The soil, hear the word of the Lord. You got to speak to the earth. You got to speak to the trees. You got to speak to everything, and you command it. Hear the word of the Lord and obey me in Jesus' name, and yield fruit, yield it in Jesus' name, and you say now in Jesus' name, and it shall not be otherwise. We thank you for joining us on today, and we encourage you to get back on the line with us tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. God is moving through his people, and he's moving, guess what? He's moving us together. We cannot do this by ourselves. We got to do it as a body. Hallelujah. So we thank you for joining us. 60 for 60. We'll be back here tomorrow at 5 a.m. We love you, and more grace.